Exclusive: Caroline Leavitt, liberal globalists rallying around their chosen candidate, Nikki Haley. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 6, 2024. Liberal globalists are rallying around their chosen candidate, Nikki Haley, MAGA Incorporated spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Right now, we are 9 days away from the Iowa caucuses, and the open-border liberal globalists and the Democrat donors around the world are doubling down on their chosen candidate. And that is Nikki Haley, Leavitt declared, describing the former South Carolina governor as an open-border globalist and vessel for the never-Trump establishment movement on both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans. If you look at Nikki Haley's record in the past, she cannot be trusted on the issues, she said, explaining that Haley has opposed many of former President Donald Trump's America First policies. We cannot afford to elect another open-border globalist in the name of a Republican. And that would be the case if we did elect Nikki Haley. She was opposed to President Trump's border wall in 2016. Leavitt said, explaining that Haley continues to support amnesty for illegal immigrants to this very day. Haley also told New Hampshire voters she would push for comprehensive immigration reform, Leavitt pointed out. We all know what that means. That's amnesty, Leavitt said, also reminding listeners of Haley's 2015 comments urging Americans not to call illegal aliens criminals. She cares more about us disrespecting illegal aliens than the disrespect that they show to our country by breaking our laws and by coming here. They are criminals by definition, and I'd like to hear her say that to the great woman you just spoke with whose son died of Chinese fentanyl that was likely trafficked over a border. Leavitt told host Matthew Boyle, who previously spoke to a caller who said her 27-year-old son died of a fentanyl overdose. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Caroline Leavitt, January 6, 2024. She is not fit to serve as our commander-in-chief. She will not solve this border crisis that is taking the lives of the American people at record rates. We need a real serious leader who will shut down the border and deport illegals. We know who that president is. It's President Trump, and he has promised to launch the largest mass deportation operation in American history. And that's why we need him back in the White House, among many other reasons. She continued, briefly discussing Trump's recent description of Haley as a globalist, which he asserted in Iowa Friday night. She loves to support China and Russia and Iran. She puts every other country around the world first and America last, especially when it comes to China. She has repeatedly said that China is her quote friend and that we should be kind to them, Leavitt said, pointing to the Chinese Communist Party's CCP, doubling of their investment in South Carolina during one of Haley's years as governor of the state. Nikki Haley partnered with a Chinese Communist Party organization based in Beijing to send American students, 20 American students, to a summer camp run by the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing. And what type of person who wants to put America first would do that knowing that the CCP is engaging in espionage on our college campuses here on our homeland? She asked, concluding that Haley is owned by China, just like other globalists. She's not going to put America first, she puts China first and America last, she added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.